And joining me now in the KRVS studios, I'm delighted to say, is Kenneth Jenkins. He is the coordinator of the dance and choreography program here at UL Lafayette, which is a part of the performing arts department.
Yes.
And part of the larger College of the Arts, which is an incredible college here at the university. So much talent among the faculty and the students as well. You're here today to talk about a concert that people, it's a traditional concert that you've been having for years now, decades now, and people really wait for this concert in the fall. It's called State of la Danse. You have two major concerts during the year. This one generally involves you ask outside talent, and they choreograph pieces for this dance. In the springtime, you have junior and senior choreography students who are creating pieces. So every year, the fall concert has a slightly different focus. I think one year you had all women choreographers from Louisiana, based in Louisiana. And so you really try to be very inclusive and draw in not only alums, but people who are working in this area, who are choreographers, who are teaching, working, not just in this area, but perhaps all over the Gulf Coast. Yeah. And so interesting people you bring in. So what is the focus of this year's State of la Danse?
I think this year we are really trying to establish a different take on inclusiveness. We know that artists sometimes leave Louisiana to go and pursue their careers. But they often come back as well, and they come back to, I think, rejuvenate their own souls. But we don't pay as much – we haven't paid as much attention to what they bring back with them, the experiences that they've had performing and traveling nationally, internationally, and how that comes back to our community here in Lafayette.
Well, and I was astonished. We were talking earlier about some of the choreographers that you've commissioned for State of la Danse this year, some of them alums, but they've gone off and worked with some incredible companies around the country, some in New York, other places. So I think people will be delighted to hear as we talk about some of the choreographers who they've worked with and what they've been doing and what they have, as you said, brought back and included in their work here in Louisiana. So let's go through some of these choreographers and talk about how unique they are.
Well, the only one that does not have a Louisiana Lafayette connection is Eric Rivera, and he is on the faculty at Virginia Commonwealth. And we met Eric last year. We took several of our students to the American College Dance Festival, and Eric was teaching there. And he worked with our students in the classroom. And after the conference was over and we were all home, he contacted us and said that he really enjoyed working with our students. And he wanted to know if he could come and make a work for them, which is incredibly complimentary.
Absolutely. What a credit, you know, to you and your students and what he observed and how talented they are and the creativity they brought to that festival. So great credit to you all.
And he has a unique perspective. I think what he brought back into this community was his roots in Puerto Rico and that stretched all the way back to Spain. He has worked to a flamenco score, one of those just beautiful singing that even if you don't know the lyrics, you know what they're singing about. You know, and plus he has a unique take on ballet. This is a ballet he's done. And he has worked with the likes of George Balanchine and was with Ballet Hispanico out of the New York company for 13 seasons. So it was just wonderful to have him, and to have him bring just a new sensibility. And I think that's one of the things, again, that we're trying to get to this year, is the idea, yes, people leave or newcomers come into the community, but it's what they bring with them that expands dance in our community is really what's in most valuable, I think.
Right, it really infuses the students that you have here and all of us who get to observe these incredible dances. Yes. So he choreographed a piece for State of La Danse.
Yes.
Will he be here for the performances?
He will not. Mm-hmm. He was here in a residency, and with technology these days, we now Skype rehearsals. So he's there. He's there working through a screen.
Yeah.
But that, in a way, is a wonderful thing,
it
too.
It is. Yeah. And that's part of the inclusivity you're talking about. What people who have gone away and come back, or those like Eric Rivera who live far, they can be in such close contact with the people here.
Yes.
So pretty, pretty amazing. Well, how about some of the others who have actually come from here and gone off?
Yes. We have Clarice Young, who is originally from New Roads, and Clarice did her degree here and moved to New York. She became apprentice with Ronald K. Brown's Evidence Company and worked with him for about 10 years. And now she has left the company as a performer, although she still stages his work, which is a tremendous compliment to any dancer when a choreographer trusts you to go out. It says that you know more than the steps. You understand intention and motivation and movement quality. Clarice is now on the faculty at the University of North Carolina, Greensboro, and she was back for an intensive, and she set one of Ronald K. Brown's pieces, and the unique connection with that is the Acadiana Center for the Arts will be hosting Ronald K. Brown and Evidence in the spring, and we will be performing this work not only on the State of La Danse concert, but we will be performing it at the ACA as sort of a pre-performance.
You'll be the opening act.
Yes. Yes, and it's wonderful to have our students come back. They're so inspiring. They remember what it was like to be from New Roads and to just talk to students about, yes, you can make it. You know, I heard Clarice I overheard a conversation with a student who was saying, well, I'm going to move to a larger town and work for a couple of years, and then I'll move to New York. And Clarice says, no, get to New York. You know, because even if you don't want to stay and work in New York, everyone auditions in New York. So you can live in New York for a year or two and consider if you want to live in the Northwest, you can audition.
Right, and so many dance companies are based there, and far more than most of us know about.
Yes, absolutely.
Smaller companies, very creative companies. It's great advice. And for your students to see someone from here who went through this program,
absolutely,
who is so professional now, and not only has danced for a company, but teaches as well, that's a great example for your students and a lovely thing that you do for them.
And that Clarice also toured internationally with the
total package.
Company. It is just wonderful.
So again, you mentioned she has restaged one of his compositions, and the students here will be dancing that.
Correct.
Will she be here for the performance, or you'll be Skyping that in as well?
We're Skyping.
But she was here with the students.
Yes, she was here for an intensive, and And we're very lucky to be able to have that technology today, because it's very difficult to transmit all of the information. And as students have the opportunity to rehearse, the dance develops. It takes on nuance and subtlety, and she is there to direct that for us.
Incredible.
Yeah. Yeah.
if you are just tuning in, we're talking about State of La Danse, which is the fall concert put on by the choreography program here at UL Lafayette in the Performing Arts Department. It will take place in November, I believe the first weekend, week of November. What are the dates of that?
Opens on the 15th.
Opens on the 15th, the second week of November. And we'll have you back with, I think, a choreographer later on.
Yes.
But you're here giving us an overview of what you all are working on, and it seems that one of the great things about the fall is you can bring in some of these choreographers, mm-hmm. some alums, bring them in and have an intensive period with the students,
yes.
introduce the piece to them, and then they can refine it by Skype with these choreographers up until the dance.
And whereas Eric brought in a Caribbean sensibility, Ronald K. Brown works a lot in West Africa and has brought in especially rhythms from folk dance that he observed in Africa, and also has traced that through the Caribbean as well. The person I'm going to bring when we visit next time is Gina Aswell, who is a native of Opelousas. And Gina calls herself the traveling ballet teacher. Gina teaches throughout Louisiana and Mississippi. And she started at the Hebert Dance Center in Opelousas and worked with Lafayette Ballet Theater. And she received her BFA from the program at UL. She teaches, as I said, everywhere, and has a very spent time in New York, and also has a very strong background with a number of different teachers, that some of which are no longer teaching. And she's created an original work for State of La Danse.
So she has a very different experience than, she's taking a different path than many students that you've had who go off specifically to work with a company.
Uh-huh.
And she's not teaching in one place, and that's an interesting life, and that must bring a lot to her choreography as well, observing so many different kinds of dancers and cultures along the Gulf Coast.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And I think she's an example of a Lafayette native, well, she's from Opelousas, who didn't need to leave, mm-hmm. that she is blending South Louisiana and Mississippi here instead of outside influences to the gumbo that we always talk about.
Which further goes to show your students that there's no one path to being
absolutely.
A successful choreography or dancer.
Yes, and that you don't have to leave.
Mm-hmm. You can find a way
to
use your talents
you
and
can.
Interests as well. I think Gina will come with you the next time and talk about her work.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So who else is involved in the program?
A name that I don't know how many people know yet, but you certainly will be hearing about him. Alex McBride is originally from Lafayette. Alex did his BFA at the University of Arizona in Tucson. And is a dancing member of the Jose Limon Company, which is one of the really the second generation of American modern dance companies. And he worked, has done works by Limon and George Balanchine, as well as a lot of new, young, and up-and-coming choreographers. He's also a member of a new company called Ten Hairy Legs. that is
great name.
Just getting great reviews. The only criticism I ever read about them is the name of the company.
It's very descriptive, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. And that is directed by Randy James, a longtime New York choreographer. And I saw an interview with Larry James, and he, in making this new company, was very clear that he did not want to make a company of men dancing. He wanted to make a company of dancers who happened to be men, which is
important distinction.
A very important distinction. And so I feel that one of the things that we're so fortunate about with having Alex, who is also teaching on our faculty this semester, is he has a knowledge of early American modern dance, and he has a knowledge of things that are happening now in American modern dance. And he blends those and brings those to the classroom here.
Really gives your students a perspective of that continuum of American dance.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
And that's been important to you all over the years as well. You often have had a choreography of a classic dance, and the students have been able to see what that means to reconstruct a dance from 100 years ago.
Yes.
And what do you do? You don't see a video from 100 years ago, and how do you recreate that? So that's been an important part of your dance program,
it
too.
It is, and we enjoy people that have... There is a notation system, but it is not as popular in the United States due to the advent of recording. It is still used a lot in Europe, but there's nothing like that. And it's indicative of dance, I think, that it gets passed down from people who have learned it, and they bring it on to a new generation of dancers firsthand.
Right, and how fortunate then to have a young dancer like Alex McBride, who is interested in that history. So he'll be performing one of his pieces, a piece of choreography.
We may be doing a Randy James work. And he also just returned from Jacob's Pillow, where he was part of, he was one of 10 men selected to restage an early Ted Shawn piece. And that is first-generation American modern dance. And it was restaged at Jacob's Pillow, where it was originally choreographed and performed. And he had the opportunity to work with people. And that dance is about 100 years old. So he's a real asset to this community. And as we were talking about what people bring back, it's not that they just bring back steps and counts. They bring back a sensibility that I see. I see dance changing in Lafayette up until back to a time when I first came here, which was 30 years ago.
Well, you know, when you say it's changing, though, it has always been, I would say, on the cutting edge.
Always,
you know,
I mean,
since we think back to the 60s with the dance department, and it has had a reputation since then for trying new things, pushing the boundaries, lots of discipline for your dancers.
Absolutely.
As well. Uh-huh. So it's an incredible program, and any changes come from just refining and making better. And,
yes. And I was alluding to moving south, who was back here in the late 80s, early 90s, and really was the reason I came.
Right, and
to
they
Lafayette.
Came out of those, the dance department from the 60s and
they
70s.
Did, yes.
So that continuum
and
again.
It does, yes.
They keep
here.
Moving south again.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So we will be showing some of Alex's work. We have two other people that are working. Brie Castro, I think a lot of people know her from her studio, the ballet studio, and from her company, Ballet Acadiana. She received her degree from ULL in 2013, and also has a bachelor's in business science as well. She was trained by Beverly Spell, and worked with a number of companies and assisted. And she is working with John Robillet. They're collaborating on a new work. And I think people know John perhaps from his photography and his video work. But he has been so behind the scenes for a while that the choreographic bug has bitten him, and he is collaborating with Brie on a new work with a large cast, with dramatic sets and lighting, and we're very excited to see what comes out of that. And John also enjoys using technology in his work. So
I've noticed a number of your young composers feel choreographers feel extremely comfortable integrating technology in their works.
And yes, indeed, they do, and they're very inventive about it as well. They're not settling for a projection on the screen anymore. Mm-hmm, that's just not enough. They wanted, they don't want the viewer to have to decide to watch the projection or the dance. How do you integrate them so that they are complementary and you don't have to choose to watch one or the other? Yes.
Fascinating. If you are tuning in, we're talking about State of La Danse, and that will take place. It will open on November 15th, and that will be in Angel Hall and run for how many performances?
The 15th, 16th, and 17th. That's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7:30, and then Sunday at 2 p.m.
Okay, so we'll have four opportunities to see State of La Danse. Kenneth Jenkins is my guest. He is the coordinator of the choreography program here at UL Lafayette, and he's going over the amazing choreographers who they have commissioned to do pieces for State of La Danse, which traditionally has brought in outside choreographers, some alums, some with other connections to the program. Yes. And then in the springtime, the students get to shine and show off their choreography as well. But it all comes about because of their interaction with many of these choreographers in the fall and through State of La Danse as well. So incredible opportunity for your students. We appreciate your work that you put into it and your unflagging enthusiasm for dance and educating these students as well. It's always a delight to hear you talk about them and what you all are doing in the choreography program. Well, thank you. We look forward to having you back in 2 or 3 weeks, I think, with Gina.
Yes.
To talk more specifically about her dance and some of the other dances that will premiere in State of La Danse.
That's right.
Thank you so much, Kenneth.
Thank you, Judith. I appreciate it.